fruit.
Excellent.
Do
you like fruit?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Very good.
My husband does.
Through the use of a computer, text, image and sound are brought to life. A slideshow can be created from an illustration in the class book by scanning the pictures and then cutting and pasting them onto individual slides. Text, dialogues or even a soundtrack can then be added. The teacher decides when the characters, the speech bubbles or the illustrations should be shown. And thus he or she can have a greater control on the pace of the lesson as the class can work at its own rhythm. Pressing a key or just clicking is all the teacher has to do to provide the pupils with visual or textual prompts at the exact moment they are needed by the pupils to start them off talking. No more opening books, turning pages, making sure the pupils are all looking at the right picture or sentence at the same time, and therefore valuable time is gained for active participation from the students. As there is less need to turn round to write on the board, the teacher can keep his or her eyes on the class at all times. And therefore, the opportunities for the pupils to lose their concentration, to start chatting or playing up behind the teacher's back are greatly reduced. The size and clearness of the images or text shown enables the teacher to highlight the details he or she wants the pupils to focus on. The multimedia software on the market today are easy to use and allow the teacher to create visual codes for easier understanding. Fonts, styles and colours, for example, can be added where necessary. If the slideshow is projected onto an erasable whiteboard, the teacher is free to add, to underline or to cross out information if a need arises.